Cooper Zoo is now being investigated.
That the state law limiting marriage to one man and one woman is.
Central Saanich Mayor Jack Maher endorses the actions of the local police department last
graduation party where liquor was going to be present.
Hey buddy, your party doll was my cousin Marilyn, but as you know, not Monroe. Hey buddy, I wish I'd known you. You could have played me, hoo-la-la. And buddy, I could have played you one of my own. It's funny the way this life is never what it seems. One minute you're in Texas, next year nowhere to be seen. And if that rain on Valentine's Day is any kind of sign, finally meet you when the turn is mine. Finally meet you when the turn is mine. Hey buddy, what was it like to be a star? Hey buddy, did it ever feel like just you and your guitar? Hey buddy, I wish I'd known you. You could've played me party doll. And buddy, I could've played you one of my own. It's funny the way this life is mine. I'll finally meet you when the turn is mine. Ba-da-ba-ba-buddy, buddy, buddy. Turn is mine. I finally meet you.
That was Happy Texas, Song for Buddy Knox by James Casper, a Victoria-based singer, songwriter, and producer with an evocative, smoldering voice. I spoke with James over Skype. James, thanks so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thanks for having me.
How long has music been part of your life? Tell me a little about your musical history.
Well, I started writing songs when I was about 12, and I didn't play an instrument at that time, so it was an interesting system that I had worked out, kind of a dot-to-dot notation that I would write down to remember the vocal melody. So I didn't actually start playing an instrument. I didn't start playing guitar until I was 22. So it was 10 years of this kind of weird system, and I don't think really any of those songs survived anyway.
Who were a few of your strongest musical influences at the time when you were starting to develop your own sound?
Well, Blue Rodeo has been a huge influence for me. When I first heard their song Try, I was like, wow, this is like something I've never heard before. So that song in particular was a huge influence for me. And I've actually been lucky enough to kind of carve out a bit of an acquaintance with those guys, and two of former members now are, I had the pleasure of doing mini tours and a little recording project with, which has been really cool. But influence-wise, I've had lots over the years. Glenn Hansard, Damien Rice, Mark Kozelik, people that probably a lot of people don't know, but Willie Nelson, most people know him. I love Willie Nelson's Teatro, which I think was early 90s. I just love the Latin percussion and Emmylou Harris's harmonies and Daniel Lanois' production. It was just a beautiful album.
You're a producer and the founder of Mighty Spec Records, as well as a singer and songwriter. Who are a few of the artists on your roster?
Oh, we have lots of great artists on our roster. I wouldn't want to miss any, but we've got let's put it this way: people that I've heard on your program, White Hot Jet, the Burn-Ins, I've heard those too. But we've got a dozen altogether from all over Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland. You can find out all the artists at mightyspecrecords.ca.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more typically the other way around?
I usually get a line in my head, like one lyric, whether that's something that pops in my head or something I hear somebody say or read somewhere, and I think, wow, that's an interesting line that I haven't heard in a song before. And then for me, I think lyrics tend to suggest melody, so I think they have their own inherent melody that just sort of fits the phonetics of the word. And then I sort of build it around that first line.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed?
Fully formed? I don't. Interesting question. not really. Like, I can say that there have been songs that I've written in, 10 or 15 minutes.
I think that counts as fully formed.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Usually it takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I'm refining it for a couple days.
I fell in love with your song Breezy at first listen. What can you tell me about that one?
Breezy? Breezy, yeah, that's a few years old now, but that's basically just a song about infatuation. And that's an interesting one because it's kind of different than a lot of my songs. There's a tempo change about two-thirds of the way through the song, which I think it might be the only song where I've ever done that. On the recording, it speeds up for the last, for the ramping up at the end there, and that's a fun one to play. It's vocally, it kind of becomes kind of explosive near the end too, which is kind of fun to sing.
Thank you. chicken by the ones who pervert you more than I. I'm mad, I'm a moth, I'm a rocker, but I am not. I am madder than a monkey in shock. I'm besotted, but I'm not in love. Blasphemous name, covering you in blankets of spies, rubbing you the wrong way, I'd surely die. You're so modest, but I've been shocked.